Hey, what's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is Mondo Trasho with your host, Maxwell Maxwell. You should be forewarned that this program contains, basically, in a little bit, we're going to be reading some Transformers homoerotic slash fanfiction. So, be forewarned about that. We have some rock and roll coming up for you today. I'm not sure exactly what kind of rock and roll. It's kind of really, you know, whim, etc. You know what? I have tickets for Conor Oberst, actually. So if anybody likes Bright Eyes, y'all be giving those out later. So stay tuned. I think we're going to play something from the Constantine's new album, basically just because I like the Constantine's okay. This is off their new album, Kensington Heights. I think we're going to play Trans Canada just because I feel like it, and I really have nothing prepared aside from the Transformers slash fanfiction. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, yada, 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 etc.
For all sides on what I want. medicine. My path is missing. For the road I'm walking on.
Here's an erotic Transformers fan fiction. Fanatical Delusions by Aosaki Keiko. Red Alert ducked into an alley and crouched on the ground, a shaking hand upon his head as he fought to regain his composure. He'd hoped that hiding from the city would help him blend in. Everyone would notice a two-story giant robot, but in auto mode, he'd blend right into the city. His head ached, and he was weary from running away from the others. Help him, indeed. No one understood him, not even Inferno. No one really wanted to help him. They would only hurt him some more, take him offline, and disassemble him. Red stood up, barely noticing how brightly his two sensors burned atop his head, and staggered along the alley. He could hear engines in the near distance. The others had come for him. He searched the alley and made ready to run again when he heard an unexpected voice. "Red, Red Alert, you can hide in here." Frowning, Red turned his head side to side. There was no better alternative, and he was running out of time. He warily entered the warehouse, and no sooner did he enter the large door swing down and slam shut, swallowing him in darkness. He sighed in visible relief as he heard the rumble of engines. No doubt the others were passing by. As soon as he was sure that they had gone by, Red allowed his shoulders to sag in relief. He glanced around in the pale darkness, searching for the owner of the voice. A hand upon his shoulder tired startled him, and he looked up sharply and whirled to see a familiar Transformer standing between himself and the door. "It's you." Red stepped out of his grasp and turned to face him. "Starscream." The Decepticon Seeker kept his voice low and raised his hands in a hushing motion. "Quiet, or we'll both be caught." Red took a step back and reached for his rifle. "You are the enemy." His head started that searing pain again, and he lowered the gun and grasped his head. "Ah! Am I?" He moved closer and pushed the Autobot's gun aside. "I could have blasted you in the back. We need each other." "I'll never join the Decepticons," he rushed to say, keeping distance between himself and Starscream. A sly smirk, and Starscream stepped closer. "So, who's asking you to?" Red paused once he realized that Starscream had not tried to attack him. "Then what do we do now?" "If I'd wanted to terminate you, I would have done so already. You're more valuable to me alive." Red visibly stiffened. "You won't take me alive, Decepticon." "Take it easy, Red. I'm on your side." The two sat together upon large storage containers and supply bins within the warehouse. Starscream had been talking, telling Red Alert his woeful tale of abandonment. "I know exactly how you feel. Megatron and the other Decepticons envied my superiority, too." Red leaned forward, as he tried to think of a motive for Starscream to tell him so much, but seemed more interested in the fact that Decepticons didn't seem to care about their own. "That's why Megatron left you behind?" "Yes, he's afraid that I'd make a better leader." Red nodded his agreement, his head sensors still flashing sporadically. "Maybe that's why the other Autobots were jealous of me. Prime's after my job. He wants to get rid of me, they all do." "So we're alike, you and I." A wicked smirk flashed upon his face, but he changed his expression before Red could catch it. "We have to prove to both Megatron and Prime what happens when they betray us." "But what could we do?" "The Negavator. Let's take it." "What?" "It was during the battle to protect the Negavator weapon that Red Alert was injured, and stealing Wheeljack's latest invention was the last thing the Red Alert had ever wanted to consider." "No, no, we can't do that." "Prime and the others betrayed you, Red. Why not take it? Prove to them. Show them all what happens when they turn their backs on you." Red winced, ignored this throbbing pain pulsing within his cranial unit, and nodded. Something about Starscream's suggestion was starting to make sense. It was all because of that device, all because of Wheeljack's invention that he was wounded. It was Inferno's fault for not staying with him to back him up. It was Prime's fault for not listening to him that he felt betrayed. In an odd sort of way, Starscream was starting to make a lot of sense. "Yes. Yes, I'll show them. We'll both show them. So, will you really ally yourself with a Decepticon?" Red frowned and tried to think more carefully.
Was he really betrayed by the others, or was Starscream just playing on his fears? Maybe he was more wounded than he had cared to admit. He should have let Grapple and Hoist take a look at him. It was so hard to think clearly. Even harder to think as Starscream touched his arm. Red's frown deepened. Why was Starscream... Well, Starscream was awaiting his answer, his hand tightening over Red's upper arm. What do you say, Autobot? A crude rush of sanity surged through Red Alert's processor as the next spark lit his damaged logic chips. Red may have been betrayed, but what Starscream was suggesting would only make it worse. The other Autobots would surely dismantle him for even considering an alliance with a Decepticon, and they would show even less tolerance for breaking into the bunker to steal the Negavator. Autobot or Decepticon, Red knew what he had to do. He had to get away and escape from both factions before it was too late. Ally with the Decepticon? Are you mad? Red Alert brushed off the unwanted hand and stood to leave, but before he could reach the door, Starscream grabbed him and threw the damaged Autobot against the wall. Before Red Alert could react, his head sensors began to spark again, immobilizing him with pain and giving Starscream enough time to advance on him. As Red was recovering, Starscream had already had him pinned, capturing his wrists and trapping his body against his own. Wait, what are you doing? Red panicked as his logic circuits continued to singe. What do you say, Autobot? Shall we seal our alliance officially? Red Alert squirmed, forced Starscream back, but another bad spark to his logic chips made him stop long enough for Starscream to completely envelop him with his body. Red's vision became hazy, and his internal systems were heating up. He was delirious. Starscream's face blurred, and his audio receptors got fuzzy. He was damaged more than he cared to realize. He could feel Starscream press against him, his presence snapping him back to his senses. He pushed against the wall and against Starscream, trying his hardest to break free. No! Don't be a fool, Autobot. The Seeker leaned in close, brushing his lip components against Red's cheek as he spoke. You and me, we need each other. Megatron is jealous of me. Prime doesn't appreciate you. What do you have to lose? Red ducked his head, grimacing as he listened to Starscream, pushing against his oppressor's considerable weight. No, release me. You're lying. It can't be true. No? The rescue vehicle twisted against Starscream again, jerked his face away, and shouted desperately, Inferno! Inferno, where are you? Inferno, help me! Starscream lurched forward and captured Red Alert's lip components within a crushing kiss. Red Alert shoved the Seeker back and bolted for the door. Starscream wasted no time and lunged at him, colliding just barely within reach of the door with a loud metallic crash. Red Alert could feel Starscream upon his back, then a tight grasp over his head as it was slammed forward on the ground. The jolt stunned him long enough for Starscream to turn him over and pin his wrist behind his head. Red's optics came into focus as the Seeker settled on top of him. Get off me, Decepticon! The rescue vehicle twisted his legs and arched his back, trying for all he was worth to toss the Seeker off. He strained his joints, grinding gears and servos until his attacker pulled both of his hands up above his head. His body completely vulnerable, Starscream would be able to gain access to any part of Red Alert with little effort. Get off of me! I will not be denied, not by Megatron, he leaned in close and nuzzled Red's face, and certainly not by you. Desperate, Red turned his head and gaped helplessly at the locked doors. Inferno! Help me, Inferno! 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 Starscream mimicked mockingly, his hand turning Red's face dangerously close toward his own. They can't hear you in here. Besides, you're damaged. I doubt anyone would receive your transmissions. You came to me because you didn't want their help. You didn't need them. That's not true, Red shook his head from Starkstream's gasp. I was wrong. You need me, Autobot. The Seeker regained his hold on Red and commenced kissing his face, then nuzzled his neck. You're mine. Stop it, the rescue vehicle gasped, turning his head side to side, his feet scuffing at the ground. Oh, Primus, stop it! Starscream sealed his cries with another fierce kiss, then spoke softly as he kissed Red's helm. Relax, Autobot. You'll enjoy it. No, stop, don't! Red Alert could feel his internal systems whirl, warming up at the Seeker's touch. Inferno! The Seeker's expression darkened, and his hand fled to rest threateningly upon Red's neck. Call for this Inferno again, and I'll crush your beautiful neck, Autobot. If you still insist to call for your beloved Inferno, I will hunt him down and tear him apart. Would you like that? Red chewed on his bottom lip until it bled energon and looked away, silenced. He doubted that the Seeker would try anything that drastic. Anything to get the Autobot to cooperate. Still, Red Alert decided not to test the Seeker's bluff. Betrayed by Inferno or not, Red had very little intent to will harm upon the fire engine. The rescue vehicle shook his head slowly, not trusting his voice, and continued to stare at the locked doors. Starscream leaned down and stroked Red's cheek. I thought as much. Starscream softly kissed at the cut upon Red's bottom lip, which oozed Energon, a metallic tongue-licking experimentally before beginning a harsh attack upon Red's mouth, forcing a squeak from Red's vocalizer. Red Alert gasped as a red jet sat up, releasing Red and relenting long enough to drag the back of his hand against his mouth. For an Autobot, you taste good. Red mustered enough strength to shove the distracted Seeker away. As the Decepticon fell off him, he scrambled to his hands and knees and fixed the door within his sights. He had just grasped the handle when he felt an arm wrap around his neck and pull him back. Let go! Starscream pulled Red Alert against him, his arms wrapped around Red in a sleeper hold. I grow weary of this tedious game. Taking advantage of the situation, Starscream drew Red against him and held him tight, his hands skimming over the Autobot's body. He kissed the back of the rescue vehicle's red helm, then clamped his mouth over the soft metal of the Autobot's neck. Red Alert groaned and tilted his head as Starscream's arm looped beneath his arm and traced the angular designs on Red's chest. The other hand drifted down Red's side and rested upon his hip, then caressed down to the thigh. Red gasped and twisted his body, finally able to thrust his elbow joint sharply into the Decepticon's midsection. Irritated, the Seeker was beginning to lose his patience as he threw Red Alert on the floor. You will yield. Red Alert looked up over his shoulder at Starscream. This is a mistake. I don't want this. Starscream frowned and sat upon Red's back, shoving him face first into the floor. Hold still, Red. The Seeker pressed the rescue vehicle down and grasped at Red's hips. Grimacing, Red clawed at the floor and attempted to drag himself forward, but the Seeker was so heavy. His head ached and he was in so much pain his entire frame was shaking. Was it because he was in so much pain or was it because he was afraid of Starscream? He was confused. Why wouldn't Starscream just get the information he needed, then terminate him? Why all this? Why?
Why?
Red was barely aware that he'd verbalized his last processed thought. What do you think, Autobot? I have a use for you. He pulled Red Alert up and against him again sharply, hands pressed flat against Red's chest plate before sliding along his body. Red grasped at Starscream's hands in a vain attempt to stop him, twisted his torso, then kicked out at Starscream. The awkward position made it difficult for Red to break free, both Red Alert and Starscream on their knees, Red trapped tight against Starscream, his back against the Seeker's chest. Starscream's hands slid down, grasped Red's leg to keep him from kicking. The other hand turning Red's face towards his, opening his mouth and extending his silver tongue to wash over Red's fever-flushed cheek. Now be an obedient mech. Stop it, Red Alert wheezed, barely able to suck in enough air through his intakes. Red was shaking so uncontrollably. Red was shaking so uncontrollably. Without Starscream's support, he would have sagged like liquid metal. Starscream pushed Red Alert forward so abruptly he fell and hit the ground hard. The Seeker pressed the rescue vehicle face down upon the ground again.
Let me go.
When I'm done with you, he sneered. His red eyes glowed malevolently. Starscream dug his fingertips into the seams of Red's armor plating. Panicked, Red threw his arm back and hit Starscream square in the jar. Angry, the Seeker grasped his arms and pinned them behind Red's back, slamming the rescue vehicle down once more. Red Alert's jaw hit the ground with an audible crack, nearly split his mandible off its hinges, and he released a painful yelp. The sound of armor plating unlatching, tearing, and falling on the floor ensued, followed by Red's sobs as Starscream administered the most delicious and sensuous stirrings upon his body. Each unwanted touch and stroke made Red Alert shiver with loathing, for Starscream for making him feel like this, and for himself for not fighting back more. A betraying moan escaped him. Wait, let me go. Stop! Red awkwardly glanced behind his shoulder, his face twisted in alarm. This isn't... Shut up. Starscream held Red's hands together tightly and shifted behind the Autobot, pushing his legs apart with a knee and raising Red's hips again.
Oh no, 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 no.
Red started to panic, turning his head every which way, trying to lunge forward, but he could not break out of Starscream's hold. You're not doing this to me. He missed the jet's smirk, a smug look that read, that's what you think. All he felt was pain. His internal systems burned and shifted to uncomfortably accommodate Starscream. Red arched his back and raised his head sharply, the horrifying and repeating sound of Starscream behind him, panting and snickering, reverberating within his audio. A surge of energy swirled within him, his fuel pump pounding erratically, his spark resonating, and the heat from within spreading to his core, from his core to his metallic skin. Red's processor couldn't keep up, and he borderlined unconsciousness, his optics fading in and out, dimming one moment, then burning brightly the next. His mouth opened in a silent scream of terror and pain. His bottom lip quivered, and he bowed his head forward weakly, overcome by the boundless surges of energy stirring within him. A choked cry escaped his vocalizer. Oh, stop, stop it! Starscream released Red Alert's arms and used both hands to gain a better grip and control over Red's lean and squirming body. The rescue vehicle himself had long since bit down on his lip again, throaty sobs escaping his vocalizer as he searched for purchase along the cement, gouging deep holes with his fingertips. Finally, the rhythmic attack upon Red Alert ceased when Starscream's energy reached its peak, ending with a raw cry. The Seeker shoved the Autobot aside roughly, then carefully went about the task of reassembling himself. All the while, the Autobot did not move once. Curious, the Decepticon lay beside the rescue vehicle and stroked his arm, to which he visibly flinched. An amused smirk stretched across his faceplate as he wrapped his arms around the Autobot, preventing his escape. He kissed the back of Red's helm and sighed contently, listening as the rescue vehicle panted, gulping up for enough air to cool down his overworked internals. Red Alert groaned, tired and sore, and leaned into Starscream's embrace. The Seeker frowned curiously, then grinned. "See, I knew you'd come around to see things my way." Red Alert nodded slowly, dumbly, accepting the rough comfort he was offered. His own arms surrounded his shaking frame, a vain attempt to quell his fears as his optics glazed over. Starscream frowned and turned Red's face toward his, kissing away the optical fluid which spilt from his optic sensors. Starscream slowly rolled the rescue vehicle onto his back and stared at him. The Autobot put up very little resistance, his optics at half power, his chassis shuddering. Another optical tear rolled down Red Lark's cheek, and Starscream rushed to lap it up. Red cringed and released another whimper. The Autobot systems were finally cooling down, but his head sensors still flared ominously, literally sparks startling Starscream. The Seeker gave Red's head a swat and a poor attempt to fix him, bringing him to his senses, and shrugged when there was no immediate result. "Seems like you're more damaged than you let on, Autobot." "Nothing's wrong with me," he ground out, giving the Seeker a look that could strip paint. "Sure," Starscream smirked, noting the feverish look upon Red Alert's faceplate. Starscream sat up and allowed his gaze to pan up and down Red's body. Who would have thought that the security director could crumble so easily? Then again, had the Autobot not been damaged and mixed up, things might have gone differently. Still, he needed the security director to get into the Autobot bunker. Using him for a little fun first was an additional benefit that he'd not planned for, but it had been a pleasurable interval. Starscream caressed the Autobot's shoulder tire before looking up and arriving at a decision. "On your feet, Red. We have work to do." "Do? Don't tell me you've forgotten already." Red Alert sat up slowly and shook his head quickly, trying to sort through this whole mess. "Now? No, I thought..." "Who's asking you to think?" aiming his arm lasers at Red. "I'm telling you to move now." "Wait, didn't you..." Red frowned and analyzed Starscream. Starscream narrowed his optics, awaiting Red's answer. "Wait..." Red started to look horrified. "Oh no, I can't go back like this. The others, they'll..." "Who cares?" Starscream rose to his feet and gave Red Alert a swift kick to get him moving. "Now pull yourself together. Looking at you is making me sick." Red grunted and slowly started to gather his scattered armor plating. "Does this mean..." "Oh, I'm not through with you yet, partner." He bent over to grab Red's arm and yanked him to his feet, drawing Red close for another smothering kiss, his hand clamped behind Red's to prevent his escape, the other holding Red's hip firmly. Desperate, Red bit Starscream. A gush of energon came flowing from the fresh wound. Starscream swore a garble of expletives as both hands rushed to contain his bleeding mouth. Red took a step back, shocked at what he'd done, now fearful of Starscream's wrath. He staggered back, still sore from the Seeker's earlier lovemaking, and pressed the palms of his hands over his face as his logic chips burned again. "I'm sorry," he rushed to say, still taking cautious steps back, now holding his hands to defend against the Seeker. "I didn't mean to..." Starscream dragged the back of his hand across his faceplate, smearing energon and licking up the rest. "I think you did," he hissed angrily, advancing on Red. "You're going to pay for that." "Wait," he didn't finish. Starscream threw his hand at Red, catching the Autobot's faceplate against the back of his knuckles, scraping blue paint across Red's cheek. Red Alert stumbled and tripped over himself, falling upon his back loudly. Starscream was upon him instantly, ripping through armor plating once more and capturing Red's legs in both hands, dragging the flailing Autobot closer. He pulled one leg under his arm and the other over his shoulder, his hands tightly clutching Red's waist. "No more," Red pleaded, pounding on Starscream's chest, threatening to smash his canopy. "Didn't you have enough? Release me!" The Seeker clenched his jaw and threw his hand at Red's alert again. "I'm making the orders here, not you. I can do whatever I want to you. Got it?" He leaned down, and instead of delivering a lust-crazed kiss as he had done before, he bit Red hard, piercing the soft metal skin of his neck and exposing the circuitry beneath. Red gasped, pain and confusion surging through him, along with a strange tingling sensation as his energy rose to inexplicable levels of pleasure. The Seeker continued to nip at Red and then started the entire process again, igniting both their internals during their second round of passion. When it was over, Starscream settled beside Red and snuggled up close. Red's lip components trembled as Starscream lazily dragged his fingers across Red's chassis, sending tingles along his smooth white chest. He looked away, but Starscream turned his face towards his. "Do you understand now?" "But why do all this?" Red croaked, weary from Starscream's sensuous administrations. Starscream crooked a wicked smile on his face. "Because I felt like it. Just how I feel like doing this." He grasped the Autobot's chin and pulled him in for a harsh kiss. To Red's surprise, this kiss slowly became gentle, coaxing Red to unintentionally mimic it. There was a deep rumble from within Starscream's vocalizer, offsetting Red's surprised soft moan. Just as Red felt as if he would finally be comfortable with it all, Starscream broke it off, shoving the rescue vehicle away from him. As Red Alert rolled to a sitting position, he raised a shaking hand to his mouth curiously. "Why?" "A taste of how things could have went, had you not resisted me from the start," Starscream muttered as he reassembled himself once more, dusting himself off as he rose to his full height again. "Despite it all, it was rather enjoyable." Red Alert opened his mouth to respond, but nothing came out. Finally, he stood up and cautiously approached Starscream. "That doesn't answer my question. Why me?" "It was convenient. Besides," the Seeker turned and captured Red Alert against his body. "If no Autobot wants you, all have you." Red's expression creased, and he put some distance between him and Starscream, his hands over his tome. "Oh no, Inferno, what do I tell Inferno?" The Seeker's hand shot forward and seized Red's neck, squeezing hard enough to bend the metal with a sharp squeal. "What did I say about mentioning that name?" He pulled a surprised Red close and all but shrieked. "There is no one else, you hear me? All we have is each other, just us." But Red clawed at Starscream's hand and arm, fingers digging desperately into the titanium plating. Every cable, wire, and hose burned within his neck. He felt as though... I'm sorry. He felt as though his entire head would explode from the constraint. But... "Obey me!" Only after Red gave him a weak nod did Starscream release him, spinning him around and giving him a shove toward the door. Starscream slowly ushered a confused and still damaged Autobot outside the warehouse. "Come along, partner. We've got work to do." He took aim at Red again, the barrel of his arm laser prodding at the Autobot's back. "If you even think about running." All the while, as Red was forced out the door, all he could think was about how he could escape. He was all alone, on his own, against a cruel, unstable, and self-motivated Decepticon. No one had come for him, no one had rescued him from the torment Starscream had put him through. Not even Inferno. Had they searched longer without giving up on him? Red might have been spared the terrible ordeal, but now Red was worse off than now before. The horrible buzzing in his head reminded him that he was far from improved, absolutely certain that the other Autobots failed to rescue him and resented him. He felt he had no choice but to go along with his new partner. As much as his body ached from head to foot, he hoped that Starscream was the correct choice.
"How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?"
"You're starting tonight."
"We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat."
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
"But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth, but..."
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
"You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?"
myself. Standing there but never ever talking sense. Just a visitor, you see, so much wanting to be seen. She'd open up the doors and vaguely carry us away. It's the customary thing to say or do to a disappointed proud man in his grief. And on Fridays she'd be there, but on Mondays not at all. Just casually appearing from the clock across the hall. Here it goes, la 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 la. Here it goes, la 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 la. I'm the church and I come to claim you with my iron drum. La 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 la. Tears from old Japan, caravans and lots of jam, and maids of honor singing, crying, singing tediously. You're a ghost, la 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 la. Yes, you're a ghost, la 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 la. I'm the bishop and I've come to claim you with my iron drum. La 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 la.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind,
Could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I'll keep trying to hide the way I feel inside.
I'm the only one. This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you.
Sometimes I can see for miles through water and fire. England to America, feel life meet my eyes. It's the best thing.
When I watch you.
Thank you.